Father God, thank you so much for this morning, for this time of worship. Father God, thank you for Jesus. Holy Spirit, thank you for meeting us where we are. We just got back from Motion Conference 2025. And the theme was, who will go? And every year I feel like I say this, and that's, we've gotten to go to Motion Conference, Emily and I have gotten to take the teens for 3 years now. And every year I go, I get just as much out of it. This year was different. Every speaker that spoke was pointing right at me. This year was different because the Holy Spirit moved in the lives of our teens like I've never seen. So the question was, who will go? And every one of our teens said, I will go. We're going to do something a little different this morning. I'm going to ask all of the Motion kids to come up front, as well as the, not on stage, just up front to the side, as well as the prayer team. I want everyone to just spread out in here, the prayer team and our youth. And we're just going to offer a time. Be still if you need to be still. Be quiet if you need to be quiet. Praise louder than you've ever praised if you want to. Get on your knees if you want to. Stand there and be still. But I want you to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit. A time to come forward and get prayed over will not ever be any easier than this moment. We want to make things as easy as possible for you to be able to encounter the Holy Spirit and what He has planned for your life. I believe that this Motion Conference was the starting point for not just our teens. We had 17,000 teens, 245 churches, 29, I think, states, and then 7 countries at Motion Conference. 17,000 students said, here I am, send me. And you're looking at the teens right here that are going to make a direct impact in this community. And I'm thankful for every single one of them. So we're going to just continue to worship. And again, worship as loud as you want. Sit there and be quiet and be still if you need to. Come forward and get prayed over. Let these kids who have a burning fire inside of them right now to just give you some of that. I promise it's contagious. So Father God, thank you again for this opportunity that we have to just be able to lift your name higher than any other name and give you the most praise that we can give, Father, because you deserve it. Father God, for anyone in this room who has asked, I want them to ask the question, who will go? What's holding them back from going, Father? Here we are. We're asking you to send us in this moment. Let today be the day that changes lives forever. So thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. I love being a part of this church. This last week has been a week from hell. And I didn't want to do church anymore. This is about as real as I can be. But then Wednesday came, and I just had a but God moment. And in that moment, I was still hurting, and I was still in a lot of pain, and I had a lot of confusion and overwhelmed with a bunch of stuff. But in that moment, what I learned is that God can still use me. And I didn't want him to. But he can still make beauty from ash, and he does it every single time. And then Thursday came, and we went with our youth group to a motion conference. And like I said, you're in a room full of 17,000 people with worship that is louder than anything you've ever heard. And if you can't get hype in that moment, I don't know what is going to do it for you. But what I learned is, even though they cultivated a moment for us to experience Holy Spirit, we don't have to have loud music to find that moment. You can find it in your closet, on your knees, praying, in your car. Just make sure you keep your eyes open. But he's there, and he's working. And he's going to use every single person in this room if we allow it. And I wasn't allowing it. But if anything this weekend taught me is that here I am. Micah, I don't know where to go from here. And I don't like telling him that, because he's just going to look at me and say, go wherever you want to go. But I know I don't want to leave this moment. I don't. And I do feel like someone else is in this room who's needing to be prayed over. So if that's you and you're feeling that, like, the hardest thing to do is just to take the first step. But every step after that is easy. Let someone pray over you today. Let someone pray over you now in this moment. So we're just going to keep playing. Micah's going to go wherever he wants to go. And just take that step. I'll be in the back. If we want to get some of our prayer team to spread it out and just go to the back. I want to make this moment as easy as possible. Nobody's looking. Just go get prayed over.
mercy, O sinner, come near. 'Cause earth has no sorrow that heaven can't heal. So lay down your burdens, lay down your shame, and all who are broken, lift up your face.
I was standing over there listening to my son talk and knowing the week he's been through. I know Holy Spirit had to come into his life. It's all we can explain that. Just so many, like, God is so full of surprises, isn't he? So why would you be in this service today? Why We have new guests, first time in the building. I wonder why. Wonder why today is the day. Could it be that God is not trying to move in your life this way? In a way you've never been moved before. Maybe, maybe. I don't know. I don't know. And I'm standing here and I look across and I see Gina come by. Just buried her husband just a few days ago, a couple days ago. I'm telling you, it's testimony of the power of God. And I was sitting over here listening to Brandon talk, and the words that came through my mind were, get out of the way. Just get out of the way. Sometimes our need for what we think we were going to get when we got to a certain place is not what we need at all. But God always provides what we need. I feel full today. I feel a completeness in my life today. Where's Connie? Connie, where are you? Where are you, sis? I can't. Is she back there? She's on the prayer team today. Connie, is she in the house? Did she look? Come here, sis. Would you mind coming here and doing something for me? Would you just like walk over there and step those steps up and walk up here with me? Y'all give Connie a hand. Get a microphone. I need a mic. Where's Brandon's? Yeah. Is it on that stand? You got it? That's what was popping a while ago, wasn't it? Thank you. So, come here, sis. About 6 weeks ago, we had an anointing service here. And I think after that, I don't know if it was after that service or whenever it was. Y'all see she ain't wearing sunglasses? Would you tell them why? Do you mind? I know this is impromptu. This is not planned. There was nothing in the planning of this, except I've been wanting to share her story so much. Because coming in these buildings, we do lights and lighting and that kind of stuff, and it was difficult. Her eyes were having some kind of issue where she couldn't come in here without sunglasses on. And I don't know who it was. It doesn't really matter. Whoever prayed over her came and prayed, and she don't have sunglasses on. She was healed from that. You good? You good? All right. I know this is not her forte to stand in front of all you people, but I wanted to just show not what about her, but show what God is doing in this church, what he's doing. God bless you, sis. Thank you. I love you. We love you so much. And she and Steve are leading our foreign mission stuff and just doing a great job with that, and we just appreciate them so much. Full of the Holy Spirit, people are. Most of you have heard my story. That little spot that was on my liver was never cancer. Never cancer. They did a biopsy on it. It was gone. It's gone. I'm getting stronger and stronger every day. Every day, and I praise God for that. So many opportunities for us to see the move of God in our life, guys. We just have to open our lives up to that. And there's testimonies all around, and we're going to be sharing more of those in the weeks to come. I just want God to move. Now listen. We're going to end way early today. But here's the no claps, please. But listen. I'm like Brandon. I don't want to leave the moment without an opportunity for you to come and be prayed over. I do not understand why some get healed and some don't and all those things. I just know what God said to do. He heals the broken, wounded, and binds our wounds. And he shared that with me through his word that we believe is truth. And so stop asking questions about what if it don't. And start asking, well, what if it does? What if it does? What if he does? What if he does? And begin to trust him like you've never trusted him before. Ever before. So we're going to give just a few more minutes of opportunity. I don't know if you want to sing another song. As you can tell, this is not what was, quote, planned for the day. So, but, I mean, we started talking about this early this morning, and God just has moved in all of this. For me. If you are online, I don't know if we're online today or not. We're having some technical difficulties with that, but if you're there, we love you and honor you. Please come. There's nothing like being in the building. For all of our brand new guests, I'm ask you if you would. While we're gonna wind things down a little bit, but if you need to go, you go. But we're not we're way early, but I want you to take this opportunity. I'll be down here if you want to come pray with me. I'll come. Guys pray with guys, please. Girls pray with girls. But we want you to have an opportunity to not miss this moment. This moment. We'll spend just a few more minutes in worship and give you that opportunity if you want to do that. If you're on the wall over here and you're thinking, man, I got to walk all the way through these people, y'all get out of the way, won't you? If you're over here on this wall and you want to move over, we'll move out of the way. Don't be this. Just be so accommodating right now to everybody. And if you don't feel comfortable walking down here, talk to your neighbor. Say, would you pray over me? God's Spirit works in all of us. He's in all of us. So let him move. Let him move in this moment. And don't miss this opportunity. And then we'll dismiss in just a few moments.
That was a really pretty transition, and I'm going to ruin it. Because I can't talk about power of God transforming lives and stay quiet. I can't talk about the day that I was lying in that grave and I heard the voice of my Savior say, get out. And I'll tell you, we didn't come crawling. Didn't come walking. I came running out of that grave. And I saw these teens show up today, and they weren't just moping around, be like, oh, we had such a wonderful time in the presence of God, and it was beautiful. There's times for that. You talk to these kids like, oh my God, it was the coolest thing ever. So try to keep up with them. Glorious day.
I was buried beneath my shame, and who could carry that kind of weight? It was my tomb till I made you.
If you need to get out of that grave, come and pray. Now's the time.
I was breathing but not alive. In all my failures I tried to hide. It was my tomb till I met you.
Well, then what happened?
You called my name. Out of the darkness into your glorious day.
Oh, you called me.
You called my name. And I ran out of that grave. Out of the darkness into your glorious day.
Hey. We're going to sing of all you've done. Your mercy.
Now your mercy has saved my soul.
Oh, now your freedom.
Now your freedom is all that I know.
Hey, listen.
The old man knew. Jesus, when I made
your story, or maybe it's still in process, but don't leave this moment without finding this.
Cause I need a rescue.
That as we go from this place, that your light would so radiate through us that when the world sees who we are because of what you've done, they would just have to ask. God, if they're not asking, shine a light into us of what you want to work in so you can work through to bring glory to you and work good for us. We love you. Thank you for your faithfulness to us as we commit to walk in faithfulness to you. Have your way in our hearts. Have your way in our lives. Have your way in this place. And go in his grace and his peace. And we pray this in the name of Jesus.